What some see as a relief can actually be a catalyst to continue making some wrong decisions. This is being put to the test a couple of ways recently. One is the extension of the student loan debt freeze. The other is the recent end of the utility shutoff moratorium here in New Jersey. Both of these personal finance matters have, well, a few more levels to them than a lot of people have taken the time to consider. My first guest today is with us to help you gain a better focus. If either of these apply to you, he is the founder of the credit repair firm Better Qualified, Paul Oster. How are you today, Paul?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris.
BetterQualified.com is where you can learn more about the services of Paul's company. And when we look at the student loan situation, Paul, we're talking about a lot of money, $41 trillion. And if you look at a monthly breakdown, that's about $5 billion a month that people would be paying if everything was status quo, but this freeze is keeping that money in the bullpen, with which you have an interesting idea of what people should be doing given this time.
Yeah, so look, the first thing is, you know, we've been in this wonky status for 2 years, so you got to know your loan. Maybe the servicer has changed, maybe the terms and conditions have changed. But the reality is, if you continue, to be offered this deferment and you don't have to make your student loan payment, what you should be doing is a couple of things. If you have credit card debt, first and foremost, you redirect the student loan payment towards your credit card debt. And you do that towards one card and one card only. Obviously, you have to make the minimum payments on all the other cards. But any of the payments that you were going to make towards your student loan, you pay down your revolving credit card debt. The other thing is, what the pandemic really showed us was, you know, the 3 to 6 month emergency fund wasn't enough, right? So if you depleted it or that's all you have, you need to add to it. Take the money and start putting money away in that emergency fund for the rainy day. You could also, at the end of the terms and conditions, you take all the money and you put it in a savings account. And when the time comes, you make one lump sum payment towards the principal balance, not towards future payments. You have to make sure that they take the money and apply it towards the principal balance.
I want to correct myself real fast. I misspoke. It's 41 million borrowers who owe $1.7 trillion. I just want to put that number out there.
Yeah, trillion.
Trillion. That's
it
why,
is in the trillion.
That's why the monthly payments come up to only $5 billion. Gee, that's a drop in the bucket. And I referenced this in the intro too, Paul. If someone takes what you just suggested and has that money left over after the do the right thing with the credit cards and pay that debt down, in New Jersey, it might also be time to take some of that extra money and start catching up on your utility bills to save your credit rating in that regard.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is have a utility bill go to collections. Fortunately or unfortunately, if your utility bill is not in collections, it's not a factor in your credit. Now, that may change in the future, but as of right now, your utility bills will not show up on your credit report unless they get reported to collections. And this is the same thing, you know, there's a new press release out on medical debt and all these things. But what your listeners have to understand, Chris, is you have to communicate with the creditors. If you get into some type of credit management or payment plan, you are much less likely to get sent to collections. And that payment plan might be as low as $5 a month. But if you go into bunker mode, if you don't communicate, you don't answer the phone, you don't open your mail, you don't answer the door, they're going to send you to collections because the reality is they do have to get paid for the services that they have provided. Even if we don't agree that, you know, what they're charging us might be too much or, you know, all that stuff, they still have to get paid and they will ultimately get paid. You don't want to destroy your credit along the way because that credit score is either going to cost or save you money every single month for everything else that you have to do. So protect your credit, protect your credit, protect your credit.
And especially, too, if you either restore service, switch service, move to another house and try to establish new service, that's a credit report that could haunt you that way, too.
It could. And what happens is, you know, the next time you go to open up a service, have a service turned on, you could pay a ridiculous security deposit to get the same service that somebody wouldn't have to put any money down in a security deposit. So you really have to be proactive here. That's my message right now during this time when things are really, really crazy. Just be proactive. You know, The government's not going to help you. The banks aren't going to help you. The utility companies. You have to help yourself. You have to take control of the situation. You can't just close your eyes and hope this goes away, because it will not go away.
Just a quick financial scoreboard, too, for New Jersey utilities. There's about 850,000 people in the state that owe a total of $660 million. I know that's not up there in the stratosphere with the student loan package, but someone's sitting there staring at a four- or five-figure electricity bill that they're going to have to start paying on. That's kind of a big deal. There is a grace period, too, but in one of the processes to get funding or relief funding from one of the many outlets state made available, you have a 60-day grace period for that, just as a point of information. We're talking to Paul Oster, who is the founder of the credit repair firm Better Qualified. On the web, it's betterqualified.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You've referenced what happens if you don't pay. Is there still a black mark potential if you are classified as a slow pay?
Slow pay is really for businesses. You know, a lot of business owners don't understand that their business credit actually works when you make a payment in the billing cycle. But for consumers, as long as it's paid, so here's how the reporting goes. As long as it's paid before the due date, you will not get a late payment fee. Now, if you miss, let's say that the payment was due today, right? So it's due on the 8th, and you got sick, you were traveling, whatever happened, and you don't make the payment until Monday, that doesn't get reported to the credit bureau. It's not a 30-day late payment. It's late, you're going to get a late payment fee, but if you fail to make the payment 30 days after today, and that might happen before the next due date, so you have to make the payment before 30 days after the original due date, or the creditor can report you to the credit bureaus. And most people don't understand. You could pay all your bills on time for 20 years. If you get a one times 30-day late payment, your credit score could easily drop 50 points.
Wow. We're looking at specifics here, but overall, is this a good time as well with the conditions, situations being what they are, for someone to sit down, confess to themselves, you know what, I've been running on credit way too long, it's time for me to start paring this down, maybe turn to someone such as yourself?
Listen, there's no doubt. And look, with technology and the digital platforms, the softwares, the apps that are out there, there really is no excuse, right? I'm somewhat of a, you know, I'm not always the most popular guy in the room, because I point the finger at myself and I point the finger at consumers. We have to hold ourselves accountable. So when was the last time you did, or did you ever do, a household budget? Look, we're basically all on a fixed income, right? So we have to figure out, where is the money going, our expenses? And most people have no idea. They stop every single day at the convenience store on the way to and on the way home from work. $5, $7, $6, $4 for a cup of coffee, you know, that goes cold, you don't finish it, the bagel. Those things could add up to a lot of money. We've become a populace of subscriptions. If you're a family of 3, 4, 5 people, Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, Roblox, all these gaming subscriptions, you know, it gets out of control. You could be talking about a couple of $100 a month for sure. So take a look at your expenses. And look, it doesn't have to be a lifetime, but come up with a 3 to 6 month plan, even if it's a 12, 24 month plan, to get out of debt, because that's the blink of an eye. And the day that you can move forward debt free is a really, really important day in your life. If you have credit card debt right now, you're probably paying 20% or more towards every dollar. So if you look at it in reverse, every dollar that you spend to get out of credit card debt, it's like getting a 20% return on your money. That's not happening in any stock market on the planet right now. No. So if you have revolving credit card debt, figure out how to get out of revolving credit card debt.
And the faster you're out, the faster you can start saving instead of, you know, investing in someone's credit card company unintentionally. But
yeah, so you're just paying interest. You're just paying thousands of dollars in interest. If you look at it this way, a $5,000 credit card balance at 20%, if you only made the minimum payment towards that credit card debt, it could take you over 20 years to pay the debt, and you're going to pay about $20,000 in interest on $5,000. So if you have credit card debt, you have to figure out why do you have the credit card debt in the first place? So you have to stop using your credit cards. If you can't make it to the end of the month, this is where you need to cut your expenses. And you'd be amazed at those little habits that you have to change. And they add up to a big, you know, they add up to a big number at the end of the month.
Oh, that is so true. And if what we're talking about here struck a nerve with you, just gave you a wake-up call, maybe that's why you should go to BetterQualified.com, learn more about the services that Paul's firm, Better Qualified, offers. Better yet, take advantage of the services, because you can go from a debtor to a saver a lot easier than you think. BetterQualified.com. Paul Oster, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris. Stay safe.